If you're familiar with Norman Rockwell's work, you're probably most familiar with the covers he created for the Saturday Evening Post. If you don't remember them from their original publication, perhaps you've seen pictures of them in books or reproductions of them hanging throughout your great aunt's house. Because you've become accustomed to viewing the covers that were typically about 12 to 14 inches tall, you may be startled when you visit the new Norman Rockwell exhibition at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art and find a number of large oil paintings hanging on the walls. The traveling exhibition titled American Chronicles: The Art of Norman Rockwell opens to the public tomorrow. Yesterday morning, Lori Norton Moffitt, director and CEO of the Norman Rockwell Museum, attended a media preview at Crystal Bridges to discuss some of the pieces in the traveling exhibition.
We're looking at paintings here in this exhibition that are 3, 4, 5 feet tall, sometimes 6 feet long. They're almost life-size, so that when we stand at eye level with these pictures, we're almost stepping into the frame and into a room with the figures in the paintings. They're filled with people. Conversations and stories going on. So it was really almost impossible for people to understand the artistry and the high quality of painting that went into producing a magazine cover, which was photomechanically reproduced on the cover of a magazine in order to print millions of copies to be, you know, mailed or sold in the newsstand and distributed. So I think that's one of the startling and absolute pleasures when people arrive and they see how large Norman Rockwell painted. It's just breathtaking.
Lori explains that when you shrink such large paintings to the size of a magazine cover, the color gets very dense and rich and all of the details are in hyperfocus. She explains this is what makes Rockwell's paintings look so lifelike. Lori has been the director of the Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, Massachusetts for 25 years, and before that, she spent time as the institution's curator. She is a leading Rockwell scholar and produced the catalog Resume of Rockwell's Art, which for the first time tried to catalog everything he had done. Lori explains he was a prolific artist who painted more than 4,000 images during a 65-year period. In addition to 50 original paintings, this exhibition also features all 323 Saturday Evening Post covers created by Rockwell.
During the years that he worked, the profession of being an illustrator was highly regarded and sought after, and the magazines hired hundreds of artists to produce covers. The Post was a weekly magazine, and on average, Norman Rockwell painted one image a month. There was approximately one Rockwell cover a month on the cover of the Post. So the other three that month were painted by other artists. And these artists typically worked for hire by the Post or later Look magazine. When Norman Rockwell went to work for Look magazine, they had a very different editorial point of view from the Post. The Post was a fairly conservative journal, and the Look magazine was looking at current events of the time. It was the 1960s, and the nation was in tumult. We had not only the civil rights movement going on, but we had Vietnam, we had the space engagement, flying to the moon and landing on the moon. It was an exciting and vibrant and also time filled with a lot of upheaval. So the work that Norman Rockwell painted during that decade tended to dwell on current events, be focused on social justice, the war on poverty, race relations, equity and intolerance across a wide range of social topics, and you'll see that represented in his artwork here from that period.
Murder in Mississippi, for example, is an illustration Rockwell created for Look magazine about the 1964 murder of three young civil rights workers. The magazine eventually chose to use a preliminary sketch for publication rather than the final painting. The original unpublished painting, as well as the oil sketch used for publication, are both included in this exhibition. This exhibition also includes several well-known images, such as Triple Self-Portrait and Girl at Mirror. Lori says what fascinates her about Rockwell's work is the engagement people have with it.
I never tire of seeing how moved people are when they experience a Norman Rockwell work, which is why we like to share this collection from his museum in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, with the nation. And it covers such a fascinating period of our nation's history as well. The images range from the impact of electric lighting and the first telephone in the house, to replace candlelights and lanterns to read in the evening, to right on up to landing on the moon with all forms of transportation in between, automobile, train, plane, rocket ships, computers, television. It's a fascinating period of 20th century America and American life.
The exhibition also includes some of the artist's preliminary sketches, color studies, and detailed drawings. Also included are several posed and costumed photographs Rockwell staged as references for the figures in his paintings. He often used himself and family members as models. One of Rockwell's former models, Ann Morgan, was on hand at yesterday's media preview.
He and my parents were very close friends. I grew up in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, and my father, who was an opera singer, was traveling a good deal, but my parents got to be very good friends with the Rockwells. And he painted many, many children in Stockbridge. I certainly wasn't the only one. But if you had red hair and freckles and big eyes, that was an advantage, apparently.
Anne says she modeled for three works: a charcoal illustration for Massachusetts Mutual Insurance, a 1956 Crest toothpaste ad, and a 1957 Saturday Evening Post cover. While sitting for a long period of time could seem boring for a child, she says Rockwell made it entertaining.
Well, he started by taking photographs, which made it less complicated and less tiring. And then you would go back and sit for an hour one week, and you would go back the next week and sit for another hour. But he always felt that it kept you entertained and fed. There were always snacks and things to eat. And he was a very sweet and amusing man, and it was just a lot of fun.
Anne now serves as the president of the Norman Rockwell Museum's Board of Trustees and is pleased to still be a part of Rockwell's work as an adult.
Nobody knew at the time, at least certainly when we were children. He was a neighbor. He was seen frequently around town. Everybody knew him. He was a personable man, and he was just a neighbor. And I don't think any of us at the time really recognized how significant he would become as a national artist and how important it would be to have been part of his life. So it's a great privilege for me to come back and be part of the museum to promote his work and the history that goes with it.
While Rockwell's work can evoke a bit of nostalgia for those who grew up seeing his illustrations on the cover of the Saturday Evening Post, Lori Norton Moffitt, director and CEO of the Norman Rockwell Museum, says his work can still be appealing to younger generations.
I think now we look back and these are historic pictures. They're from another century. They're from earlier decades, and generations today growing up didn't grow up with Norman Rockwell, but we find they're still fascinated with his work. Families bring their young children. They want them introduced to the ideas and the ideals in Rockwell's work. And I think there's something not only very American in this art, but very human. And for me, it's his humanitarian point of view, his belief in decency and kindness and tolerance and equality for all and just goodness and this sense of relentless optimism that is present in these paintings, of course, is a very American ideal. And so people recognize themselves. It doesn't matter if you're from another nation and a new immigrant into our nation or visiting from another country. These are human stories, and I think we have a love of storytelling as people, and each one of these pictures tells a story.
American Chronicles, The Art of Norman Rockwell, opens to the public tomorrow and will be on view through May 27th at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville. Timed, reserved tickets are required to view the traveling exhibition. Tickets are complimentary for members and $12 for non-members. Youth admission is free. More information is available at crystalbridges.org.